From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Justice Department investigators are reporting a pattern of unreasonable use of force by the Cleveland Police Department. NPR's Kerry Johnson says the civil rights investigation lasted nearly 2 years.
Federal authorities have concluded police in Cleveland use unnecessary force, sometimes violating the Fourth Amendment by shooting unarmed people or hitting them with weapons when they don't pose a threat to public safety. The Justice Department mentioned helicopter footage of police kicking an unarmed man in the head while he was handcuffed, and a 2012 chase where police fired 137 rounds, killing two African Americans inside a vehicle. Officials in Cleveland say they'll work with justice to improve training and better investigate use of force incidents. Stephen Dettelbach, the U.S. attorney in Cleveland, says it will take a lot of collaboration to make sure the police force changes. The federal government and local officials are working on a settlement and appointing an independent monitor. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Federal immigration agents are summarily deporting more people without a hearing or formal review than ever before. According to NPR's John Burnett, it's the finding of a lengthy report released today by the ACLU.
Isadora Lopez-Venegas is a longtime U.S. resident and mother of a U.S. citizen son with autism. She claims that in 2013, she was pressured into signing a voluntary departure form, was quickly deported to Mexico, and prevented from returning. She came home to California only after the ACLU reached a settlement with the Department of Homeland Security. Hers is one of more than 130 cases examined by the ACLU in its new report. Prior to a 1996 law passed by Congress, most people facing deportation got immigration court hearings. According to the report, last year, 83% of deportations were handled by immigration enforcement officers who acted as, quote, prosecutor, judge, and deporter. DHS did not respond to a request for comment. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
House lawmakers, by a vote of 219 to 197 today, passed a bill that would roll back President Obama's executive actions on immigration. The bill's sponsor, Florida Representative Ted Yoho, saying the bill will nullify the president's recent actions.
It just stops an unconstitutional action by our president.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi countered, though, that the GOP-backed bill is cold-hearted.
With this bill, Republicans would tear apart millions of families and throw thousands upon thousands of American children into foster care.
Either way, all sides are acknowledging the bill is largely symbolic since it stands no chance in the Senate and faces a presidential veto. The president's actions are aimed at making it easier for some of the country illegally to remain in the U.S. Number of people filing first-time jobless benefits fell below 300,000 last week, and just the latest sign hiring on the part of businesses is picking up. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 12 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Louisiana Democrat Mary Landrieu is heading toward her Saturday runoff against Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy, more or less alone. Landrieu's backers pretty much walking away after she failed to capture the majority of the vote in November's midterm election, forcing a runoff election with Cassidy. According to a Federal Election Commission report, 97 cents of every political dollar spent outside the two campaigns since November has been to help Cassidy. The century-old New Republic magazine is about to undergo a major change. The owner of the small but influential publication, switching editors, as NPR's David Folkenflik explains, he envisions a more purely digital future.
Perhaps now it should be called the New Republic. The magazine will drop from 20 issues a year to 10, call itself a digital media company, and move its headquarters from Washington, D.C. to New York City. Departing editor Franklin Foer wrote in a memo that his vision for the magazine diverged sharply from that of owner Chris Hughes, who earlier made a fortune as one of the first employees at Facebook. Longtime literary editor Leon Wieseltier is also leaving. The liberal magazine has long been a source of original reporting and analysis on politics and culture, featuring such writers as H.L. Mencken, Virginia Woolf, George Orwell, Michael Kinsley, and Zadie Smith. The new editor, Gabriel Snyder, has held senior jobs at Bloomberg Digital Media, The Atlantic's website, and Gawker. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Officials in Southern California now say at least 40 people had to be rescued from vehicles trapped by flash floods as a three-day-old storm starts to wind down. According to officials with the Riverside County Fire Department, officials reported multiple vehicles stuck shortly after 1 a.m. as several feet of mud and water roared across highways. This is NPR.